How many times have you prayed to the wrong God? I mean, doesn't it sound ridiculous? But how many times have you prayed to the wrong God when you might have been convinced that the God of the Jews is the God of everybody, or the God of Christianity is the God of everybody, or the God of Lord Ganesha, or Lord Shiva, or Lord this, or Lord that? How many times have you even imagined that God is a man in a white robe and a white beard and a white whatever it is, white cloak, a white gown? Maybe it looks like the Pope. But how many times have you, in your imagination, have you been concentrating your energy on praying to somebody that does not exist? And that's what I want to talk about now. Noam HaNimelech, definition of the Noam HaNimelech and definition of great souls like, for example, Jesus Christ, was they found the truth. And when you are connected to somebody who found the real God, the true God, then it makes you you feel connected to the real God. The fact that we have to go through intermediaries, we have to go to be connected to certain people who were very enlightened and saw the absolute truth. So why can't we go direct? The purpose is to get to direct. The purpose is to get to authentic. But in order to get to authentic, we have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to say to ourselves, I have been praying to the wrong God. I've been praying to the wrong God. Now, let's give you an example that Noam HaNimelech talks about. When you are having a dispute with your husband, your wife, soon to be your ex-husband, ex-wife, and you are praying to God, please destroy him. I want to be a winner. Please destroy his life. Please destroy her life. And they also will be religious, and they're praying also to the same God, if there is monotheistic religions. They believe in that one God. So they're praying, please, please, who does God listen to? His prayers or her prayers? Who does God listen to? Does God listen to who's right, who's wrong, who shouts more, who screams more? Who does God listen to? So that again defines that God, the God that they are both praying to, the husband and wife trying to destroy each other's lives, is a fake God. It's an illusionary God. And that God does not exist. So they're praying using their own power. Well, I had a good prayer with God, and I think God listened to my prayers, so I'm going to win the court case. I'm going to win the case. God's not like the real God doesn't mess around with the shit that we do in this world. The real God is way above all the, you know, when you see, if you ever thrown any breadcrumbs to ducks in a duck pond, and you throw it in, the ducks squabble amongst each other to try and get it. You were a good person. You were giving the ducks some breadcrumbs, but they have a fight. They squabble. Can you get involved in the fight? No, you just let them squabble amongst. Quack, quack, quack away. Quack, quack, quack away. That's all they will ever do. They are only thinking of their duck ponds. They're not thinking of anything bigger than, they're not thinking globally, not thinking eternally. They're only thinking of their own miserable lives, and they're quacking away, trying to grab hold of what they want for themselves. So now we have to contemplate, what is the real God? What is the purpose of our journey for the age of Aquarius, to find the real God, the authentic God? All of us, me included, all of us have been entangled in wrong relationships. Now, whilst in that wrong relationship, there was some love. Otherwise, you wouldn't have stayed in the relationship. You wouldn't even got married. There was a sense of love. The fact that the love vanished and it ended up in a divorce, the fact that the love finished and ended and you realize what he or she was after you for, or what he or she wanted out of it for, you then realize this is not authentic. So you've been in a fake relationship. You thought it was authentic, but it was fake. The same applies to our religion. The same applies to finding the true God. We are all deceived as young age. We are all deceived by what our parents thought was the real God. We have to just accept it. We have to just accept it. There's no point in fighting it. No point in trying to say, yeah, they were right. They thought they found the real God, but in hindsight, now you see that they didn't. So what we are searching for now is the real, authentic God. We're searching for that purity, that elevated energy, not the squabbling energy, not the energy that God of murders and God of violence and God of wars and God of this and God of mayhem and God of trouble and God of sorrow and God of battles and God of the ups and the downs of life. We're looking for the authentic. The same way that you're looking for the authentic, true love, The true husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend you're supposed to have. The true person you're supposed to be living with. You're looking for it. Everyone's looking. Even somebody the age of 50 and 60 and 70 and 80, 90, they're still looking for authentic, real love. True love. And the older you get, the wiser you are. And the wiser you are, the more you're going to make a better decision to get it right next time. So now we're asking ourselves at this new beginning of the new zodiac year, what is it that you realize now is fake? Has been fake, I should say. It has been, hopefully it's a has been energy. What is it that's been fake? Sometimes it's your own thoughts are fake. Because sometimes you thought that you wanted a relationship because of that, and that. Now you realize you still love him or her, but you're both changing together to realize now what means true love. We grow together in true love. We aspire, we elevate ourselves in true love. So now let's find the true God. I said on the previous audio, the previous series, definition of the true God isn't just the God that made planet Earth. The true God didn't just make planet Earth. Let's get this very clear. Didn't just make planet Earth. The true God made every planet in our solar system. I want to digress for a moment, but it's important to mention it. When God first appeared to Moses in the burning bush, this burning bush was known as a snare, the Hebrew word for burning bush, the snare. It was a thorny bush, but it didn't consume anything whatsoever. It just existed and it glowed. And definition of the pure God is it's the fact that it gives energy, it's not being used up itself. The sun, the center of our solar system, the scientists still haven't worked it out. They can't work, nobody can work it out. We can't work it out because we're not God. We cannot, it's going to be impossible to ever understand it until we really, really, really find and live in the true essence of true, real God, with the eternal, divine energy that's inspiring, will inspire, hopefully, all of humanity. We don't understand how come the sun, the center of our solar system, not only holds all the planets in orbit around it, but it doesn't seem to be fading out. It doesn't seem to be going out. It doesn't seem to be, it's not being consumed. It's just continually glowing, And sometimes there are sunbursts, as known. Radiation bursts are coming out from the sun. So sometimes there's more energy. Where does all that energy come from? How come it's sustaining itself? It's continually just keep going. And in an definition of the true God isn't a matter of limit. There's a limit on it, just like some internet usage. You got a limit on how much internet you can use per month. It's unlimited. And unlimited is what we know as Ein Sof. When we look at not only our solar system, but then we look at the star constellations, the 12 star signs that exist light years away. It's taken the Pisces constellation, I think it's 250 light years away. That means it's taken 250 years for the light of the Pisces star constellation to come to planet Earth, come to arrive here. It's taken a lot. It's been on a long journey, the light. We can't even imagine that light travels, but light travels. Tell me whether you got the speed of sound. The sound travels. Light travels. It's light years. That's what they call it. Light takes 1 year for a light to travel through space. Definition, therefore, of our solar system and beyond is who created it. And that is what we call the real God. The real God of galaxies, the real God of worlds upon worlds, the Kaddish prayer that people say, Yiskadol v'yiskadosh shmei rabo, yihei shmei rabo mevorach l'olam ulmei ulmaya, says it is the God of l'olam ulmei ulmaya, of worlds. It's not the only world. There's worlds of worlds. We have no idea. We just have no idea. So it's not trying to figure it out. We just have to accept and hope that one day we will see it all very clearly. We will be inspired to understand it a lot better than we do. We don't even understand our own sun, how it holds it all together. And it continues to be a nena uchel. So definition of we've got a lot to learn about ourselves, a lot to learn about life, and much more to learn about the real God. And the real God is the one that you have learned, hopefully over the past few years, you've learned that it is an unbelievable, invisible power that just gives us the right energy, the right time to do the right things. How come you thought your life was over several years ago, many years ago, when you The marriage broke up, your relationship broke up, and then you've come back to life again. How come? Well, we know the science of it. So how come that the plants in the Northern Hemisphere, the trees and the plants, they die in the wintertime and then they come back to life again? Again, it's amazing. It just happens. How does it happen? Because it's a clockwork of life. There's a time for everything to come back to life again. There's a time for inspiration. There's a time for enlightenment. There is a time to feel alive again. And this new zodiac year is that time. Is this just the beginning? As we have Pluto in Aquarius, in May we have Jupiter going into Gemini, again, big energies. And we also have, in November, we have a long retrograde in the Leo season. Mars will be in Leo. So again, the outer planets really doing something. But it is then in 2025, in the summer of 25, we actually have Neptune going into Aries. That's new beginnings. That's even bigger. Plus Saturn also going into Aries in July of 2025. So there's a lot of new energies, upgrades that we're going to be given. And these energies are, as we say, star constellation of Aries is from outer space, from light years away. It's all prepared. There's a plan. It's all prepared. All we have to do is participate in it. And when we feel the uplifting excitement energy, we know it's come from the real God.